That reminds me of when I have no idea if you're recording.
I am recording.
Okay.
This is actually going to be all part of the show.
I have no, one of the funny things from the, after we moved the EWA up to the,
Pintoville, USA,
myself and Christopher Anthony were rebuilding the ring and we were measuring where to, like, we were measuring so things were level. And he's like, wow, you guys are really good at this. Both Chris and I are just like, yeah, it's just basic shit. You just measure where you want the boards. So Joey likes things his way.
Which brings us to the topic of the day.
Let's why don't we introduce this thing?
We should introduce this thing. Full transparency, we don't have a name for this yet.
No name yet. But this is a podcast following the exploits of the EWA. The EWA, for all of those of you who don't know, because this is like an episode zero, the EWA is a backyard wrestling association. A bunch of guys from Westchester, mostly Westchester.
It's called the Westchester EWA.
It is the...
Depending on what thing you look at. It's called the Westchester EWA or EWA Westchester.
It is Westchester EWA on
YouTube. We're going to make this impossible for you to find.
That's fine. You can find it. You'll just look. Just look for things. But it's a group of guys who are from Westchester who had a friend.
Westchester,
New York. Yeah, right. Not Westchester, Pennsylvania. This is the county of Westchester. Westchester, one word, not Westchester.
Correct.
But the county of New York, our friend said, I'm going to build a wrestling ring. And we were like, we were like maybe 28 or 27 at the time, something like that. And he goes, I'm going to build a wrestling ring at this shared house that him and a bunch of the other guys lived at in Rye. I think it was technically Porchester, but
right?
We were adjacent to Rye.
Okay.
We were,
I wasn't
Neck,
there. I
would, or Rye no. Neck or something.
I'm much younger than all of these dudes.
He's one of the younger guys. It's amazing we let him on. So
by the way, we haven't even said our names yet.
We have. So anyway, we've got this. My name is Mike. I have been multiple characters, the French Wonder, Thotis Cash, Soviet Striker, and with me is...
Brian the Zeitgeist.
Who's the Zeitgeist. He's El Maestro.
The Red Rider. The newest, latest, and last.
Red Rider. The most consistent incarnation of the Red Rider.
The Red Rider that had a drug problem.
So the EWA, our friend says, we're going to start wrestling. I'm going to build a wrestling ring. We're all going to wrestle. And we all just went, huh? Whatever, dude. And then he built the ring. And then we started backyard wrestling. We had no idea what we were doing, but we started. And then at some point we moved upstate because the house, they had moved out of the house. So at some point we moved upstate to Joey's father's hunting cabin land
in Pintoville, USA.
In Pintoville, technically not Pintoville. It's not real place, but in Pintoville.
I mean, have you asked Joey if it's a real place?
Well, yeah.
Let's not ask Joey any questions because he's not here. We can talk about him and talk shit about him.
We can talk all the shit we want.
But so it's important to set this up. Mike's right, and you know the EWA has officially hit 100 episodes.
We've hit 100 episodes of
ish 100 ish
yeah, it's technically more.
It's like
because
there's 0.5,
yeah,
right?
Every single pay-per-view didn't count as a full
like
episode.
There's 19.5, there's 20, yeah. Point or no, right?
Usually it's 20.5. usually it's at the end of a season.
And then so you go from episode 18, 19, 20, and then you have 20.5,
then 21.
Okay,
yeah. Like, I don't know the...
That doesn't make sense.
The thing is, I didn't handle
I'm also sure that's not true. I'm not exactly sure that is true.
Let's put it this way.
I'm not going to look it up.
I didn't handle that.
Because nobody watches the EWA.
I didn't handle that. And that's okay.
I'm not going to dignify the EWA with a watch right now, even though I wrestle for the EWA.
Don't steal my stuff. Okay. I'm the one who wrestles in it and doesn't watch it. So I'm not even going to correct, because I don't remember. Well, at some point, Joey will be on it. We'll let him.
That's right. That's right.
But
Joey is the booker of EWA.
We have technically more than 100 episodes.
Yes, this is true.
Of just us jumping around in a ring, in a wrestling ring. You know, it's not, I'm going to be honest, it's not a real wrestling ring. It's built for our own bodies. It's built so we don't kill ourselves. Our training was being slightly intoxicated at night, and Joey showing us how to jump around in a Porchester ring. That was our training.
This has become like a tell-all. Like, I feel like I'm interviewing you now. Like, okay, so Mike, what happened during that training?
But to be fair, you started the show talking about this at the beginnings. And the thing is, you didn't start at the beginning.
I'm not from the beginning.
I started the beginning of it, of the EWA. So I know.
We'll put it on a timeline.
So
the timeline is EWA really started in the late 90s, maybe 1997, because Joey was in high school with his friends. Technically, it was called something else.
It was the PWF. Joe will
call that the beginning of the EWA, even though we call it something different because he was a high school kid.
It was a PWF at first, and I wasn't really a part of it then. It was late high school, and then like just shortly after high school.
That's right. And so Mike and Joe and all their friends were in the same grade or the same years more or less all went to high school together in Westchester County. I didn't know these guys, even though I grew up town over, literally in Mamaroneck, which is a town in Westchester. And they've been wrestling for a long time. I joined them at some point, and here today we are. And this is a Friday. I'm at Mike's house in mm-hmm. Westchester, and we're talking about this because really why we're here is that the EWA is coming to an end.
That's true.
And
we're here to start.
We're starting the podcast
at the end.
At the end.
We're here to start the podcast. And it's more of like a retrospective because it's a matter of looking back at all this ridiculous nonsense that we all willingly took part in. There's a lot of ridiculous nonsense.
There was only a little bit of forced and capture involved.
Yeah.
Like the time I was hung up by my ankle and beat with a bat in a woodshed. I feel like I was tricked into that.
Yeah. There's certainly, we'll get into some because we're going to have some watch episodes where we watch episodes.
Folks, you should see that
talk
one.
talk about our own thoughts as some of this nonsense was happening.
Correct.
Because one of the things that we used to do, and this is actually kind of fun in this part of this, as a podcast too. We used to film everything, go up into Joey's room and watch what we filmed. And so we would like Mystery Science Theater style riff on.
I do miss that.
We would just riff on what
even at the cabin when I started, there were like most times in the beginning
doing that.
You'd watch it before you left.
Yeah, we were usually, but and then in
a cabin with no electricity or plumbing.
Well, his dad has solar panels.
Right.
And
true.
Oh, and there was a generator.
Generator. We used the generator.
But anyway.
We're starting at
the end
because we should talk about the end. Because the end is kind of the biggest thing that's ever happened in the EWA.
Massive. The end is the biggest. The second, it's big. It is bigger than the other one.
I think it's much bigger.
Than Mania. We will be.
Please tell them.
Friday, May 3rd. At what time? 5 p.m.?
6 p.m.
At 6 p.m. at night.
Also, just so you know, when you hit the ground, because this is on a stand, it's going to pick that up.
It picks that up? Well, have fun editing. at Friday, May 3rd at 6 p.m. at night, the EWA,
the Extreme Wrestling Alliance,
will be in Times Square, New York City to wrestle in front of a gigantic hot dog. The show is called the Condiment Wars.
So our EWA wrestling show is called the Condiment Wars.
I don't know what the whole show is.
But the whole show, can I tell you what the whole show is called? So the whole show is called A Hot Dog in the City. And I got to say, this has made its rounds. It's been on News 12, Channel 11, Channel 4, 2, The New York Post, Apple News, Yahoo News. So to back it up, we're starting at the end. We've been lucky in that two of friends of mine are artists. Mm. They run a company called The Factory NYC, cheap plug, and it's in Brooklyn. It's a great shop, fabrication shop. They could build anything. Paul and Jen contacted us out of the goodness of their heart twice now. We put on a wrestling show for them in 2017 because my roommate called Freedom Mania. My roommate worked for these two wonderful people and hooked us up, and we put on a show for them. That was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And
I had a great episode.
Well, you had a great episode.
That's going to be late.
We're going to talk about that later. But Freedom Mania 2017 set up this environment where, what is 2017? That's 3 + 4 = 7. 7 years later, Paul and Jen hit me up. Paul sends me a text, and the text basically says, "Yo, got a all caps big opportunity for you.
With call a me. Big hot dog behind you."
I had no idea that the all caps was so specifically referencing what will be the biggest hot dog in the world
and the biggest wrestling event that the EWA will have ever performed.
And let's back up and give this the credit it's due.
Sure, that's big.
It may be the biggest wrestling event Times Square has ever had.
I would love to see.
Because think about this: WWE had WWE or WWF New York in the early 2000s. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
There. I actually went once. I went with my dad.
Was it called the World?
I think that came later.
I used to go to shows at the.
It wasn't outside in Times Square. It was in the building that WWF called.
They had a store. I went to shows. And you'd walk through. I went to shows there, and you would walk through like the WWF store with like toys of Stone Cold shit on it.
Yes.
And you would then go down to the basement to go to like a punk show. Like it was.
Oh, ridiculous. Really?
Yes.
I don't know if I was too young for those shows.
I've gone to them.
I was too innocent with my father there. But
you're probably in middle school.
Yeah, that's true. I definitely was.
I was in college.
It was 2000, right? So, yeah, oh my God. Yeah, I was almost in middle school. Yeah, I might have been.
So it's not weird that you didn't go.
Yeah. But it was great. But those were in a building and not available to the public. This show that the EWA is bringing to Times Square, thanks to Paul and Jen from the factory, and thanks to Times Square Alliance, who's the purveyors of this in some way that I can't describe because I don't really give a shit. But they are enabling us to put on a wrestling show outside in Times Square, free to the public, open to the public, out in the broad daylight, or at least the dusk light, 6 to 7 p.m. Friday, May 3rd. It may be, I haven't researched this because I'm going to research literally nothing for the show, and that's going to be my whole MO. My new gimmick is I'm the guy that doesn't research anything and just says shit.
I also don't research.
Which, by the way, is half the population.
I run a podcast, and I don't really research
much. I run a podcast, and I do a lot of research, but it's about health, and it's way too much. I'm tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done. I run a
podcast that I don't research for.
By the way, when I showed up to Mike's house today, we first started talking about the most important topic today, which is the uvula.
Do you know what the uvula is? Please.
Listeners, please write in and let us know. We're not going
to
tell you.
Do we have a place to write in?
We have a place to write in.
Do we have like a...
We have a contact us form on the EWA website. Check us out on EWABackyardWrestling.com.
So write in. The first thing you need to tell us is what is a uvula. The second thing you need to tell us is, will you be at Times Square
on May 3rd, at 6 p.m.
to see the Extreme Wrestling Alliance...
In
the biggest show they've ever wrestled in.
Called?
The Condiment Wars.
The Condiment Wars. The fun thing about the Condiment Wars, I think, is that that's just some shit I said. And these people, these professionals, ran with it. And now it's been reported in the news, and I can't take it back.
This is a question then. Because I don't watch the news, or I don't watch local news that often. But like, has... The news reported on the wrestling show?
Yeah. They've literally said the Condiment Wars.
Have they said the EWA is?
No. I haven't watched every clip because they've got a lot of coverage. And this is, again.
Seriously?
All thanks to Paul and Jen because they're the actual professionals. We're the degenerates they've brought on to be the circus freak.
And they're bringing on another group too. Freaks. They're bringing on Chokehold Wrestling.
Yeah. Chokehold Wrestling, as I understand it, and I actually did research this, and it's the one time I'm going to break that rule. I will never break that rule again. I promise you,
listeners. You can't trust them.
That's true. I'm a liar. I have a lot of trauma in my life. But so I researched Chokehold. They're from New Orleans. It's this amazing wrestling outfit called Chokehold, as in hole in the ground, hole. It's a play on Chokehold, which is a wrestling move. But they...
The drag queens, right?
They are a wrestling crew exclusively made up of drag queens.
That's awesome. That's
and they do this fun futuristic show where it's drag queens in the future in this dystopian society where all the issues that we face today of
is this show just them reading books to children and a whole bunch of conservatives getting
in a library.
They're corrupting the youth. Bring them to church.
It's pretty much that. I've decided at this exact moment that I'm removing my last name from all references here.
Have we said my last name?
We haven't.
Okay, good. Let's not.
So we're 6 to 7. They're 7 to 8.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
And by the way, so this is a really fun show because, you know, EWA is a wonderful, wonderful entity, but we are a... it's a bad word these
days, Mike.
We are backyard wrestlers. No. What I was going to say is we're degenerates.
No. We should embrace the backyard thing. We're backyard wrestlers, but we put care into what we're doing. Like, it's not... So, when people hear backyard, you think, a couple of guys, in a park, maybe, tying a piece of, caution tape off of a bench and a garbage can.
Why are there? Just shift your chair so you're just facing the mic the whole time. Literally move the chair so your butt faces this.
So I think you think backyard and you think some guys in a park, half leaping off of something. Definitely it looks like it hurts.
Which is what I did in high school.
And it definitely looks bad. But I would say this about ours is our backyard wrestling even when it looks bad, we are conscious of the sort of story we're telling and the sort of ridiculousness of
it. Yes. Well, there's a lot of thought that goes into the story.
We have a ring. The ring might be made out of mattresses and there's underneath there's old tires and snakes. Definitely snakes. We've definitely seen snake skin. But we have because the mattresses were propped up on old tires.
Yeah.
But we have old box brick mattresses. We have wrestling mats on top. So it's but we put more effort in than a lot of backyard wrestling.
Listen, I think the highlight
backyard wrestling is tie a piece of caution tape off of something.
100%.
That's our ring.
Up until this May 3rd event, the Condiment Wars, I would say, even including Freedom Mania, another wonderful event on a rooftop in Brooklyn. I would say the highlight of EWA for me in all the years I've been involved, which is not as many as you, but it's a lot, 12 years, 13 years maybe. The highlight for me in terms of what you're talking about, storyline, backyard wrestling, meeting good stories, meeting thoughtful intent, is Mike as his character, Thotis Cash, shitting in a bucket. By far, my favorite moment.
We don't want to give this away because we're going to talk
about that. That's a bit of a spoiler. But foreshadowing is an important
thing. Foreshadowing part of this. Is that we are going to talk about.
So, and I feel like it's important.
Moments that we feel are important to us. Okay.
Yeah, important to us. But I feel like that's a good moment and a launching point to just steer this ship back.
Segway.
So I wrote this out and I'm going to read it to you because I fucking wrote it. What is this show? While future podcast episodes will look back on past episodes and escapades, our first episode today, right now, where your ears may lie, we will be looking ahead to the EWA's final show.
That's right.
The Condiment Wars. So that's me, Brian, aka the Zeitgeist, with Mike here with me. I'm in Mike's home, aka the French Wonder, the Soviet Striker, Dominic, other things probably.
Thotis Cash.
We'll delve deep.
I once wore the Red Rider.
Did you? Everybody, see, I didn't know that.
No, except Chris. I think everybody's had the Red Rider costume on at least once.
And tell people why Chris did not wear it.
Because Chris is 6'5". Chris is clearly gigantic.
Chris is the only one that looks like a wrestler.
Yeah, Chris is tall, and the rest of us are between 6'1".
Yeah, I'm the only other one that's over 6 foot. I'm 6'2".
Yeah, so the rest of us are between 6'2" and 5'8" or 5'7".
Well, Scott was 6'4".
Oh, okay.
But he's gone. Yeah, he's not dead.
Well, he's not in EWA.
So he might as well
be dead. That's what we mean.
Yes.
That's what we mean.
So, anyway. Let's Brian, the Zeitgeist, Mike, the French Wonder, will delve deep into how this once-in-a-lifetime show in the heart of Times Square came to be, putting it all together and trying not to die in the process.
This is true.
So, my next line was, where do we begin? But we've been talking for 10 minutes, so I guess that's irrelevant. I think as a backyard wrestler, we should all do things backwards. So this podcast is starting here, and I really just want to talk about what is going on with this planning process. It's kind of been crazy. Mike and I just had lunch. We were talking about it over lunch, and our co-patriot and current EWA champion, some might call him the founder of the EWA, Joey.
I would call him the founder
of Hollywood Pinto. He's the only one that cares enough to keep it going. And I appreciate that about him.
We're having a podcast.
We're having a week. Yeah, it's true. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. But I'll just say this. We are planning like crazy, and it's turning us into crazy people, at least Joey and I. And Mike was making the good comment that he is tired of Joey and I being crazy people because we call him way too much, apparently.
But
we've been planning this now for, it feels like a year, but it's only been a month. Maybe 2 months, like a month and a half, probably 2 months, right?
Since March. Wow. Since March is when you brought it up.
Early March, and it'll be May. That's right.
And then we, because March is when I had a lot of questions that were like production related. Because I've worked, I used to work professionally in event production. But like March is when I had a lot of questions production related, and they didn't get answered.
And I have still got no answers.
When it's fine. I don't care. Like, it's not my
show. Well, that's not true, actually. I've gotten some answers.
I'm a participant in the show, but I don't care. I'm not running the show. If some answers don't get, I don't know. It's not my concern.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think the process, it feels like we're coming to the end. I don't know that I want to say too much about what the process looked like.
Right.
Because a lot of things has changed over and over and over again. And that's okay, because that's what production is, just about change. You just have to sort of deal with that. But we've gone through a lot of iterations of what the show is going to look like, what our show is going to look like. And I think, I mean, the last time we talked, which was today, it sounds like we're in a good spot. I like it.
We're in a great spot.
We have a Brian and I have a match, and we have a new intro to our match of what's going to happen. Which just kind of came about this morning. That's okay, because we worked on an intro a week ago when we went to another
Coliseum gym in Jamaica, Queens. Shout out to Johnny Rods from Gleason's Gym, world famous Gleason's Gym. Johnny Rods, WWE Hall of Famer, hooking us up, being a good brother.
Nice. We were at the gym. We went to the gym a week ago, and we wanted to get ourselves, because the last time we were all in a real ring, which is different from our ring, and that's why I made the big deal about our ring. The last time we were in a real ring, which a real ring is 2x10s that sit across steel, a steel frame, and then about an inch, maybe
an inch and a half,
but generally an inch of wrestling mat. And it hurts.
It hurts
quite a bit. It hurts.
That's why people get trained to learn how to fall.
Yeah. So we went in order to sort of, because the last time, as Brian said, the last time we were in a ring was 7 years ago. And our ring is very different. Look, we are not like professionally trained. We all have like regular day jobs that like, we're not gym rats. We don't go to the gym all that often or anything like that. Like, but
this show has turned me into a gym rat.
Our ring is like a lot of mattresses and a lot of like stuff that ensures that we are able to go to work the next day. And the ring is like, it hurts. So we went a week ago in order to practice and to get ourselves to feel better about it.
Yeah.
To be like, that's what it felt like to take a real bump and be like, oh my gosh, forgot that hurts.
And you know what?
Tuck your head.
Most important. Wear elbow pads, tuck your head.
Wear your pads.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I got to say, in this whole process, what I've started to appreciate is that I can literally come up with any resource anybody needs.
That's good.
Because we have an issue where we have a show all of a sudden. We have to wrestle in a real ring for the first time in 7 years. The zeitgeist comes in and says, I happen to have known a WWE Hall of Famer.
Which is amazing.
Like, I literally just worked with this guy, again, what a beautiful, amazing guy who's contributed a lot to the business. But this guy, Johnny Rods, wrestled in WWF in the 80s, but obviously a long, storied career. He was Johnny Rods.
Oh, Johnny Rods.
Johnny Rods is Johnny Rods. Okay. Johnny Rods is a WWE Hall of Famer. He's been in the Hall of Fame since the 90s. But he trains the Dudley Boys.
Okay.
And by the way, the Dudleys, Tommy Dreamer, broke into the business late 80s. I want to say maybe 1990, 91. So he trained them in the 80s. Tommy Dreamer, Dudley Boys, bunch of other New York. He might have trained Taz. I actually don't know. Long story short, EWA, we find the ring to go to. We get the time in the ring. And, you know, it was good, except for the fact that some of us went in with different intentions.
Well, that's fine.
What do two wrestlers do when they have a match? Because you and I have to set up this match.
You got
to
work it out.
So, like,
what's going to happen? Yeah. What do you want to do? What spots do you want to do? How do you want to get? I like to think of it in terms of sequences. Like, so you're going to have, like, because you're not going to remember every move. But if you can think of things, you know, it's a matter of, like, the way the human brain works. Like, the human brain is good at, like, compartmentalizing, like, five things at once. So if you can,
did you look that up?
No, that's not a scientific fact. Just I do know that the human brain is good at compartmentalizing chunks of information. Yes. But we can only hold so much at once. Whatever it is, five, whatever the number actually is, we can only hold so much at once. So like if you can think of a match, instead of thinking of it as like, okay, move one is this, move two is this, move 27 is this, like instead of trying to think of every single move, if you think of it in chunks, just like a story. If you think of it in chunks, like what happens in the beginning? In the beginning, we do X, Y, and Z. What happens in the middle? In the middle, we do X, Y, and Z. And what happens at the end? In the end, we do X, Y, and Z, and then we're trying to get to this point. So that's what you and I did. You and I were looking, we were like, okay, we need to work out this match. We need to discuss what's going to happen. What do we want to do? What are the things that, like, what do we think will be interesting for the crowd? And what are we okay with?
What can we actually accomplish that is going to, because, you know, for the listeners, you know, again, backyard wrestling is one thing. And oftentimes backyard wrestling does not have much of an audience. And we have not had any audience for a long time and that's fine. But this is a show in front of a large audience. Go ahead. A very large audience. And we're preparing for that because we want to put on a good show. And, you know, wrestling is about, luckily, more than just the physicality. So yeah,
it's about telling a story.
When we tell the story, the way that Mike and I are going to tell the story is going to be a little bit different than the way Joey and his brother Steven tell the story, because, you know, they were amateur wrestlers and they're going to shoot wrestle each other. And Mike and I are not going to do that.
And the thing is, again, I remember this from when we did Freedom Mania. It was myself as a Soviet striker against Chris as the Bombardier. And we had a very intentional way of telling our story. Like we were like, okay, it's the 4th of July. We're at a wrestling show on a roof. The Bombardier is supposed to represent kind of like a, not a real veteran, but like a, not like a stolen valor kind of thing, but like a,
a PTSD ridden veteran.
Like, no. It's more like a dude who thinks he was a veteran. Mm. Chris will say that too. Chris doesn't want anybody to think that he's pretending to be a veteran. He's not. He's more like a guy who thinks he was a veteran, who's like so obsessed that he thinks it is.
Even if he was playing a veteran, he's still playing a veteran.
Yeah, but Chris didn't want it to be.
People conflate wrestling with like, oh, who you are.
Yeah, exactly. It's not real life.
It's not real
life. But anyway, so in that match, Chris and I came out as a character who represented like the Soviet Union. Kind of like Ivan Drago, so to speak.
And you've got a mask. You've got a giant elbow pad.
We came out and we told a specific story where it's and that's how I think about even our match now. We're telling a story, and this is how we're going to tell the story. And so I'm not going to do a flip in the ring. The physicality is going to be as best as I can do it, but I'm going to tell a good story.
Yeah. We're gonna do more with our facials.
There's no kayfabe.
Then we're gonna do with our bumps.
There's no kayfabe in this podcast.
Zero. I
mean, why even? Kayfabe has been dead since the 90s. So who gives a shit?
It's been dead. Let's bury it. But Mike has to go because he has three children and he's a very busy man. But
it's also good to bring this to a close because I think we've rambled a lot.
We've rambled quite a bit. But before we close, I do just want to, we've talked about a few things today. We've talked about hitting 100 episodes for EWA. It's a huge milestone for us. It actually really is significant. And we're bringing this podcast.
A bunch of exuberant.
You know, as you pointed out before, like, we started, like, it should not be the Extreme Wrestling Alliance. It should be the Exuberant Wrestling Alliance.
I can't take credit. That was James.
James, there you go. I wish he was wrestling with us on the show. But we've hit 100 episodes, significant milestone for all of us. And we're very excited about us. We're bringing this podcast to you as an extension of what we've been doing for the last few decades in the EWA. And we hope you carry along with us and come along with us for some look backs on what we've done. And some of it's bad, some of it's good, some of it's stupid, some of it's silly, but it's all entertaining.
And maybe you'll find some things you like.
And maybe you'll find some things you like. I do want to point out as a final braggadocious note from Bombastic Billy. I had to. I want to say that we are wrestling in a wrestling ring in Times Square.
That's right.
1 week from today. In fact, it is 3:43 p.m. today on Friday, April 26th. 1 week and 2 hours and 27 minutes from right now, we will be in a ring. So, with that in mind, I want
map.
You're welcome. this is why I have the computer screen. But I want to point out that a year ago, I said to Joe, I should have said it to you. I should have said it to more people. I should have shouted from the fucking rooftop. We need to do the final fucking show in a real ring at a live event. And Joe's like, no, we are going to do Pinto Palooza, and it's going to be in my dad's hunting lodge backyard in the ring that I built 13 years ago.
But here we are doing a real ring.
I just want to point out
in a real ring
that I told Joey this a year ago. If we're going to end everything, if we're going to end it all,
fucking Square, man,
Times Square. And of course, Joe ignored it, but fate was on our side, Mike.
But to be fair, who would have known?
And all I want to say is that when I got that call,
I'll defend Joey.
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Who would have known?
We could. I thought we would put it on ourselves. And yeah. I want to point out that the universe was sending me a sign 3 months ago because I was at my old roommate's apartment in Brooklyn where I live in Bed-Stuy. And John had a friend over. Mike, you know John.
Mm-hmm.
He had a friend over from Texas. He was in from Texas for a week and he was at the house hanging out.
The Von Erichs territory?
The Von Erichs territory, man. And this guy asked me what I did for a living. I told him about, you know, my job in PR and this and that. And I said, oh, by the way, I do backyard wrestling. His eyes lit up. And it's like a real, like, solid dude. He works in auction houses.
Okay.
And he was actually just there to borrow my old roommate John's piece, this piece is taking up valuable space,
okay,
art piece for an auction he has coming up. Right. And so, like, he works in high society. He's one of these people. And I was a little like, you know, I didn't know if I would vibe with this dude because he's a very manicured Brooklyn looking dude. Even though he's from Texas, he just looks like he lives in Williamsburg. You know what I mean? And I tell him the backyard wrestling thing and his eyes light up. He goes to the chalkboard. We have this wall, like floor to ceiling chalkboard. He starts drawing some things. I don't know what the hell he's drawing. He didn't say anything. And then he goes outside. I'm like, I just told this guy I'm a backyard wrestler. And he just like drew some shit on a chalkboard and went outside.
He drew runes on the chalkboard. It's not going to go outside.
It looked like he was drawing a mathematical equation.
Cut his head off. I'm the gods.
I have
foretold that I would meet a backyard wrestler.
I am the ultimate warrior. And by the sun and the moon, I shall birth your child.
Oh, Hogan.
Basically, that's what Mike finished my story. Way to steal my thunder. He comes back in the apartment. Mike's got to go, and I'm holding this up. He comes back in the apartment, and he says, Brian, I'm shocked he remembered my name. Brian, I just scoped your whole neighborhood, and I know exactly how to do it. I say, what do you mean, know how to do what? He says, to put on your next show. I say, what do you mean, put on my next show? He's like, well, you're a backyard wrestler, right? I said, yeah. It's like, well, I mean, I can connect you with a guy to get you a ring. And I said, oh, well, how is that possible? He's like, well, I used to run with the Hearts, like out of Calgary, the Hearts, like Teddy Hart like all these crazies. And the Hart family, for those who don't know, if you're listening to this, you probably should know that the Hearts are a very famous wrestling family.
Yeah.
I won't say who's the most famous, but, you know,
a guy named Brett.
They're not all dead.
Was a guy named Owen.
They all were screwed.
They were.
But in some way or another, they screwed themselves, especially Owen.
Well, I don't know.
Anyway,
that's Steve Williams.
So this guy is telling me that he could get me a wrestling ring for free. Pretty and good. That I should put on a wrestling show in the church parking lot across the street from my old apartment. I told you about this, right?
Yeah, I remember this.
Joey, as I mentioned before, a year prior, can't do it.
No.
Can't do our live wrestling shows. But we can. And in that, and that was an omen. That happened and that early 24. And then
really?
It might have been December 23, in fact, because I was picking up. Yeah, it was because I was picking up John and Madison from the airport that night.
Okay.
It was Christmas. They just came back from Florida. So it was December. This guy comes into my life and now like I have his number. We text and like.
And now.
I didn't even need him to make the universe bring a wrestling ring to me.
Now it'll happen.
And we made it happen.
And nothing is going to be bigger than Times Square.
Nothing will be bigger than Times Square.
A church parking.
But we could also, my point is that this might be the last one that we put a number to.
Are you going
to
lie to the audience?
I'm going to lie right now.
Told them this is
I'm going to start this relationship with the audience by lying to their ears, to their disease-ridden ears. By the way, have you cleaned an earbud in the last 10 years? No. Ears are disgusting. Get a Q-tip.
Mine?
The audience. I'm pointing to the mic.
Oh, for some reason, I was like, my ears are fine. I clean my ears. Anyway, Times Square, May 3rd, 6 p.m., EWA.
You don't need to RSVP.
Condiment Wars, come there. Times Square Alliance, where I think we're behind the TKTS.
Correct, the stage.
The TKTS stage.
Correct.
So come check it out. This is going to be a big hot dog. You'll figure it out.
If you see a giant.
You can see a giant red hot dog in the middle of the.
If you see a 65 foot hot dog. Yeah. You know, we didn't even tell the audience about the whole hot dog art installation. This is a wrestling podcast. This is a
wrestling podcast.
This is a backyard wrestling podcast.
This isn't the Freeze Art podcast.
This is not the Freeze Art
podcast. If Freeze Art wants to have a podcast, they can have a podcast.
We're having a wrestling show on the same week as the Freeze Art Fair and Art Fair Week.
I know. He runs the overnight crew for Freeze Art.
Have you ever been?
I used to help put Freeze Art together.
I love that.
When it used to be on Randall's Island.
Is it not there anymore?
No, it's at the shed.
See, I went in 2015. Better. It was still on Randall's Island. Yeah. It was such an amazing event.
I probably worked a few days on that show.
No way.
I hated it.
We did the day, John and I did the day before it opened.
I probably hated it.
Probably.
There was a big white wall that used to
be. You hated it?
Yes. I definitely did it because I was still an event.
Okay.
Event guy then. And like I used to have to work that we had to put this stupid white wall anyway, regardless.
John and I, you hated it. John and I killed a bottle of Jameson on the way there. So yeah, we loved it.
It's different. It's different
we
when you go as a participant and when you work as an employee.
Very different.
Much different.
Very different.
But anyway, this
folks, this is where this has been episode one of episode zero.
We're explaining the whole conceit.
Yes, this has been good. We're excited to look back on what we've done. Maybe we'll talk about the show again.
We'll look back on it.
We probably that should be the first one we look back on.
Probably.
Anything?
Possibly.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. We haven't figured any of this out yet because we're backyard wrestlers and we're disorganized.
We don't even know how often this is going to come out.
There's going to be zero cases.
It's going to hit your ears at some point. You're going to love it. There's a website, EWABackyardWrestling.com.
Yes.
Westchester EWA on YouTube.
You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Oh, is there? I didn't know that.
Oh, yes, there is.
Unawares. Are they all Westchester EWA?
Follow us. You know, we should like have our characters have like social media channels. Yeah.
I'm not going back to Twitter.
Two polls for the audience as we leave today's show. And I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you. I don't know if Mike appreciates you. He's kind of an inconsiderate bastard.
I appreciate everybody. I run a podcast. I appreciate everybody.
I'm just checking. But two things that I want to hear from you about. Do you know what the uvula is?
That's number one.
Number one. It's very important. Two, less important. Less important. Should the EWA and or some of its characters, even one, maybe two, get a TikTok account? Mike's shaking his head no.
I'm done with it.
It's okay. But I'm not asking Mike. I'm asking you, the listener, as I stare into the microphone.
You all, folks, you all get to answer that. Those two questions.